So what's the deal with Ovaltine? I mean, the cup's round. The jar's round. May as well just call it Roundtine. Hi guys, Michael Owen here. I mean, I paused a little bit there for applause. I mean, I'm just trying that out. I mean, I don't like people saying I'm boring, and that's one way to combat it. I mean, bit of comedy. Start the show in a good way. I mean, start with me to go on. I mean, the show must go on. Phrases like that. Just joining me once again. I'm glad you're here. I mean, I'm glad the thing's got quite a good response. I mean, people seem to be liking it, and my quest against kind of trolls and internet goblins and demons, that kind of thing. I mean, get them away from the keyboards and, you know, out on the streets doing things and reading books, or maybe watching DVDs of my best goals and stuff. I mean, that's the best way to combat it. But anyway, without further ado, let's dip into my mentions. Cue the sad music. So I put a tweet on last week saying that I was waiting for a train and that I was freezing. Sub-zero temperatures, I mean, awful, awful weather. And a good reply to that was from As Tall As Her Eyes. Ride one of your horses to where you're going then, you nutsack. I'm not having that. I mean, I've seen the Lone Ranger and I've played the Lone Striker, but I'm not riding a horse down a train track. You're just asking for all kinds of trouble. Don't even go there. I mean, it's awful. Could have done though. There's a few in the stable that are probably, you know, worthy of going pretty fast down a train track, but I'm not going to risk it. Silly man. Anyway, then I put a tweet about me being on the tube. I'm excited, I go places. I mean, I get to see different things these times, and you know, I've got time to spare, and can't remember what I went to see. I think it was a basketball game. Yeah, basketball's fun. I'm fun too. At Mark Bounce tweeted, my mate was stood next to you on the Jubilee line and is 78% sure you broke wind. Guess again. I mean, I was in contact with cloth there. It wasn't just wind. It happens though, sometimes you're trying to slip free and sometimes you slip a little bit too free of the defence. I mean, the old habits are hardwired. I mean, can't shake that. Speaking of which, at Craig Poker God, interesting name, he says, I bet 90% of that tube didn't know who you were and the other 10% just wanted to slap you. Hashtag legend. Well, you're wrong. 30% thought I was that kid from Malcolm in the Middle. And only one person tried to slap me, but luckily I was on hand to get out of the way. I mean, I had my zigzag lines and zigzag runs and diagonal things. I mean, class is permanent, form's temporary. I'm never going to leave that, you know what I mean? Never going to leave me. The old skills again being hardwired in. But my favourite tweet of this week is from at eWheelhead. All I did was put something about the Liverpool game and the fact that I'd watched it and it was alright and quite exciting and all that kind of stuff. And he replied with, I would like to fight Michael Owen. I believe I've got the skills to take him on. Guess again, my friend. Owen Hargreaves bought me a book on Taekwondo. So, you know, just be careful who you're messing with. If you feel like coming to the BT Sports studio anytime soon, I'll take you on. I'm up for that challenge. I mean, I've not started the book yet, but I'm planning on reading it sort of sometime next week. I mean, I can pick up the moves really easy. I'm quite flexible. Don't know where the book is now. I think I lent it to Robbie Savage, I think, but I'll get that back and then I will fight you. Anyway guys, that's me, Michael Owen, once again this week bringing you some mean tweets. Who knows, next week I might do a Michael Owen Reads Nice Tweets, because believe it or not, there is a few of them. That'd be quite nice actually, I might do that. But anyway, thanks for joining me on my conquest to take down internet trolls, demons and goblins. Have you ever noticed, Stout? Anytime I'm commentating on a game, my voice goes up an octave like that, talking about fouls and tackles and that kind of thing, but then when I'm talking in normal kind of situations, it comes down a little bit. Strange, really, isn't it? Thanks for listening. See you next time.